Om Shanti. Today is 8th of May 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be constantly tireless and free from bondage and perform every task considering it to be service according to Father's directions. Look after your household and family considering it to be service, not thinking of it as bondage. The Father has given the directions, settle your karmic accounts with yoga. Settle your karmic accounts with yoga. You know that is a bondage. But by repeatedly saying it and thinking about it, it becomes a severe bondage. If you keep on thinking about it, speaking about it, it becomes severe bondage. And in the final moments, if you only remember the bondages, you will have to go into the jails of a womb, garbha jail. So never become distressed with yourself, tanga. Do not become trapped and do not be compelled. Continue to move along while performing every task as a game, khel, and you will remain tireless and also become free from bondage. So Baba is telling us to look after your household, your grihasthi, but think of it as a service. Don't think that this is a bondage. Because whenever you are doing some task and that task is something different from yoga or jnana, you think it is a bondage. This work, this task, this job, this occupation, this vocation, this is a bondage for me. This grihasthi, this wife, this children, these earning means, this everything appears a terrible bondage to a yogi. This is a maya he feels. I should get rid of this and I should focus only on doing tapasya and get drowned in samadhi. This is everybody wishes. This is a bondage. I don't want to do this service. This service has nothing to do. What is teaching biology to students has to do with yoga? What is learning biochemistry to do with this? What is doing some job somewhere has to do with yoga? I want to just get rid of all of these things and get focused and drowned into Mahasamadhi. There is a deep yearning within. I want to become a Mahayogi. So this is a terrible bondage I don't want. But by saying this, you keep on saying this because you cannot get rid of it, your job, your service, and you keep on saying, this is a bondage, this is a bondage, this is a bondage, this is a bondage, this is a bondage. And by reiterating the statement, by deep churning, unconsciously you are churning it. What has happened? It has become a bondage. And Baba is telling to settle your karmic accounts with yoga by repeatedly saying it, thinking about it. You know, by saying and saying and saying, this third monkey jumping and jumping and jumping all the time. You are saying and saying and saying, it is a bondage, it is a bondage, it is a bondage, it is a bondage. So it becomes a bondage. It materializes, it manifests. Because you are uttering it. All senses are getting involved. So it is only remember the bondage, you will go into the jail of a womb. So never become distressed with yourself. No, don't keep on complaining and complaining and complaining. That is deep churning or contemplation or reflection. Baba is talking about thinking, about worrying. Do not become trapped and don't be compelled. Continue to move forward while performing every task. Baba is saying perform every task as a game, as a play, as a plaything. And you will remain tireless and you will remain free from bondage. So there are two ways of doing the things. One is to get worried, keep on complaining attitude, keep on thinking about it. And feeling this is an obstacle, this is a barrier in my yoga. Another is to think this is all a game is going on, a play is going on, and I am enjoying it. This is another attitude. So this will not appear as a bondage. But if you keep on speaking about it, it becomes a bondage. If you keep on complaining about something, it becomes a bondage. So do not complain. So this is a change of perspective. Things are same. You are working in the same atmosphere amongst same people, same circumstances, same situations, but you have changed your entire internal mindset. You don't think this is bondage. Even if it is a bondage, don't think of it as a bondage. Think it is an opportunity Baba has given me. Because everything is beneficial in this drama. Nothing is happening without a reason. Whatever circumstances, situations we are in, that has got a hidden incognito benefit. So feel that in clandestine benefit. What is it? And since it has come to me, it has something to give to me. So trying to find out that inner meaning of life that makes one stable, rather than thinking, because our thinking creates the thing. See, the what is the law of attraction? Law of attraction says, think, I am alone, I am alone, I am alone, I am alone. You become alone. Law of attraction says, you think, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor. You become poor. Law of attraction says, you feel, I am depressed, I am depressed, I am depressed, I am depressed. You become depressed. Law of attraction says, I am in bondage, I am in bondage, I am a slave, I am in bondage. This is a bondage. You remain in bondage. Another thing is, law of attraction says, I am conqueror, victorious, triumphant. You become triumph. Triumph comes to you. Victory comes to you. You think, I am free from all the bondages, and you get free from all the bondages. So it is something like you go to a valley, a huge mountains are there, and you shout, who is it? So the same voice echoes, reverberates. So whatever you send, that comes back. It is the same here. Whatever thought you send outside, the same thought comes back. It is echoing. The universe echoes what you think. If you think, what you become. That's what is the principle. So don't think of it as a bondage, but rather think of it as a game, as a plaything. And play with it and enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, force yourself to enjoy it and you will start enjoying. That is the nature of the mind. You force it to do something, it will start enjoying. So today's work is, homework from this Murli is, settle your accounts with yoga. Don't think of all such things as a bondage, but think of them as a game, and do not become distressed with yourself. Do not become trapped and don't be compelled. Don't become unhappy with yourself. Don't become unhappy because nobody is talking with you. Don't become unhappy because nobody is paying attention to you. Nobody is respecting you. Don't become unhappy. Nobody is taking care of you, giving attention, love and care to you. No, no need. No need. Baba is taking care of me. That is enough. I don't expect anything from anybody. Because the moment I expect, I attract sorrow. There was one hospital, and the operator receives a call, and the lady on the other hand says, I want to know about the health of Mrs. Florida. She is in P1 ward, room number 3. Can you please let me know how is she doing? So the operator says, please hold on, I'll just get back to you. So the operator connects to the ward, talks with the nurse, gets all the information about Mrs. Florida, and talks back to this lady who has called up. He says, don't worry, your patient is doing very well. Mrs. Florida is doing well. Her BP is alright. Her blood pressure is alright. Her blood tests are doing well. Her doctor today, her physician said to nurse that she will be discharged on next Tuesday. So don't worry, she is alright. So this lady asks, this operator asks, may I know, is she your daughter? How are you related to her? So she says, I am Mrs. Florida. Because nobody tells me how I am. No doctor tells me how I am. So I'm happy that you told me that I'm alright. My blood reports are alright. Everything is alright. Doctor has said, and nobody has told me that I'm about to get discharged on next Tuesday. I am Mrs. Florida. So thank you for that. So person is distressed because nobody is talking, nobody is telling anything. So that's why she herself is calling and asking about herself. So so don't get distressed by this body. Remain playful. This is a game which is going on. Drama is beautiful, full of all secrets. Last Sunday's Murli. Nobody is at fault. Don't try to pin blame at somebody's door. Don't try to put blame on somebody. But enjoy this drama. It's a beautiful drama. Okay? Om Shanti.